Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey everybody, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome back to another episode of The Brendan Show. You can do happiness. Yesterday, I didn't share with you my favorite metaphor of my entire life. It's still the most important driving metaphor of my life. I mean, every area of my life, this is the most important metaphor that I've learned and I've sort of owned in my lifetime, and that is this. The power plant does not have energy. It generates energy. To be more accurate, one of my students actually taught me this. He says, Brendan, actually generate is maybe not the exact term. I said, okay, tell me about that. He said, well, what a power plant actually does is it takes energy from one source, then it transforms that energy into another kind of energy, then it transmits that energy, which is what you call generating the energy. That process of transformation to transmitting, I just call it generating energy. But that's what it's doing. So in the same way, we don't have happiness, we don't have joy, we don't even have energy. We are taking energy, or just consuming it and letting it land on us, and we are transferring or transforming that energy into what we want to experience and transmit in the world. And that's why I said yesterday, we have to be responsible for the energy we bring into our families. Because guess what they do? Especially when they're young, they don't know this metaphor, so what do? They just take the energy that hits them. They don't yet have the tools to transform that energy and be who they want to be. They just take the energy. So when you get around people who are either unconscious or children, and sometimes it's the same, you really have to manage your energy, right? How many of you have ever been in a negative mood and it completely set off somebody in a way you did not anticipate, right? You know why? That person did not have the tools to deal with your energy. How many of you have ever been that person? Someone's energy completely set you off, right? We've all been there, but the thing is, you gotta learn how to deal with that. When I was in college, I got certified as a peer counselor, and I focused specifically on peer mediation was my license. So I had peer mediation training, and it was the best thing I could ever get because it taught me that when you get around two people, they're gonna fight a lot. And I had to mediate those conflicts, and we'll talk about some of that technique on Sunday for you so you do better in dealing with your conflicts. But I'd have two people, and I was an official peer mediator, so I was a court referred. So they would refer. I remember, I'm at this time 20 years old, court referred. So I would get a couple that was married and going through divorce mediation. I'm a 20-year-old kid. This is over 20 years ago. Look how young I must have looked, right? Oh my God. And they would come and they would scream at each other. They would just be like freaking out on each other. And I got to deal with this. And I remember, I mean, my first two or three sessions, I went to my advisor who was one of the great communication and conflict trainers in history, Bill Wilmot, was my mentor. And he wrote one of the most important books I ever read in that topic. I think it was called Artful Mediation. And he said, Brendan, you gotta learn to just be zen when other people are fighting around you. Their energy is not your energy. Their energy is not your energy. You have to, he told me this phrase, I never heard it ever before. He said, you have to self-will how you want to feel. You have to self-will how you want to feel. And that was such a profound effect on a 20-year-old kid. Because at that point in my life, I still was a child. I was still consuming the energy of the world, and it could tip me off in one way or another. Because I grew up around a lot of anger. So just short fuses, bam, short fuse, bam, you're smacked. Short fuse, bam, you're in a fight. Very short fuses. So that was what I had consumed and what I was trained to. So I would get angry fast, very fast. All throughout high school and all throughout college, because I had martial arts training, I was in fights, constantly in fights. My friends and I, we would go out, and sure enough, one of them would start a fight, and then they'd come and grab me to end it, you know? All throughout school, I was just tons and tons of fights, me. And I'm proud, I have not been in a fight since I was 21 years old, and the last fight I was in, it was just to end a fight that was happening that I could be of service in. That was it, that was it. And so, but I had fought a lot in my lifetime, right? I didn't want to do that anymore. And part of my journey was learning to deal with my own anger issues, my own energy that wasn't right. And I knew it wasn't right. So you have to be very conscious of your energy and self-will it. That's why I started teaching myself. I got to learn to bring the joy. And I would say it over and over and over to myself. I'm like, look, if I'm going to bring energy into a space, it's going to be joy or it's going to be love. And for me, it's the same thing. So I wanted for me to make sure that no matter what I did, that was the energy I was gonna bring into space. So I started training myself on that with my phone triggers. I started training myself on that by just deciding, okay, every time I walk through a door, what's the feeling I wanna bring into here? One of my doorway triggers, when I walk through a door, I say to myself, I am entering this room as a happy man, ready to serve. I am entering this room as a happy man, ready to serve. I've said that to myself tens of thousands of times, every door I walk through. So I'm setting up a trigger cue for me to remind myself to be happy. Because if we don't remind ourselves to be happy, we won't self-will ourselves more often to be happy. Now, some people say, well, this is just an affirmation, stupid, I'm happy. Actually, it's not. It's something that we know from habitual training in behavioral sciences. Cue, trigger,
reward, cue trigger reward over and over and over again, ultimately you set up that practice. It becomes a higher level of practice and mental discipline. So let's return to this conversation about happiness. If you have not had that role of happiness, get therapeutic support, but also at the same time, start practices that will make you happier. And you have to teach your family to start practices to be your happier. It can be as simple as a Friday night dinner where you say to the kids, what made you happy this week? You need to start giving the vocabulary of happy to your families. You have to start giving the vocabulary of happy to your teams. If your teams are never talking about what makes them happy, what kind of workplace is that to be in? If you're not having conversations and dialogues, if other people, I say it to people all the time, are you happy? How's it going? Are you happy? How's it going? I ask it all the time. Are you happy? How's it going? Because by asking the question, I'm cueing it. Just like the doorway trigger. I enter this room as a happy man ready to serve. And when I say, I enter this room as a happy man ready to serve, it makes me more intentional. Makes me more what? And these little triggers that you set up in your life, it makes you more intentional. Like you, those little reminders, they mean so much to us. We forget to do them, but your happiness is important. Your happiness is very important, just like your self-identity is important, just like how you want to treat people. All of that is incredibly important. We just forget to set up those triggers. How many of you could do a better job setting up your life for some happiness at this stage of your life? Yeah, turn to the person left, right, shake them, say you deserve to be happy. To do it, you just have to be a little more intentional. And sometimes to be intentional, you just need a reminder. How many just had their alarm go off to say, that's me? Hey. Turn the person left, right, shake them, say, be more intentional. If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.